Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good Thursday, everybody. Great to have you with us. By the way, your chance to talk to Santa heading down the stretch. And so far, it's been fabulous. The Magic Radio. And one of the really great local radio shows ever. All right. So we're going to start with this today, and that is the transfer of a Texas quarterback. Excuse me. And that is Caleb Murphy. It's not Arch Manning. It's not Quinn Ewers. But it is Caleb Murphy, who was the backup quarterback, Malik Murphy, who stepped in when Quinn Ewers, who's had a right shoulder problem, stepped in, threw for 477 yards and three touchdowns, and home wins over BYU and Kansas State. Played really well. Here is Texas now getting ready for the college football playoff. They will play Washington in the semifinals in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's night. And he has put his name into the transfer portal under the category of, are you kidding me? You have to be kidding me. How can you? Am I surprised? Yes. Am I not surprised? Yes. How can you be both? Well, I'm not surprised, because that's just the way things are these days. And he put out this, the usual Instagram blah, blah, blah thing, like, I'll be a Longhorn for life. No, you won't. You're not going to be a Longhorn. You're not going to be a Longhorn for, like, you're not a Longhorn anymore, period. You're not going to be a Longhorn for life. You're going to be something else. So, yeah. And he's decided to go now. Now, here's how it plays out. He said in a phone interview he will not be with the Longhorns in the college football playoff. The decision, he said, was wrenching for him. Really? I mean, first of all, if you are in the playoff, it's my understanding, and if I have this wrong, tell me if somebody knows differently, that by being in the playoff, you are allowed 5 extra days of the portal. So I think it goes from December 4th to, I believe, January 3rd. It's 30 days. So he would get till Monday, January 8th, if they lose. And if they win, he'd have until January 13th, if they win. If they win their semifinal game. He said, quote, I hate it. I'm super invested in this team. No, you're not. You're super invested in you. You are not super invested in this team. If you were, you'd still be with this team. I mean, this is what I hear this and I'm like, it just makes my skin crawl. Everything we've done along the way and all the work we've put in together, it's hard to walk away, especially at this point of the season. Well, if it's hard to walk away, why don't you stick around for it, then transfer out? I mean, do I understand why he's transferring or wants to be in the portal? Yes. I totally get that. You've got Quinn Ewers, who in all likelihood looks like he's leaning toward coming back next year. You've got Arch Manning, who's sitting there waiting in the wings. So do I understand why Malik Murphy feels the way he feels about transferring? Absolutely. But do you have to put your name in now? Or couldn't you wait until after the game? Because all it is when it comes to the portal, it's during this window you can put your name in. And then after that, you've got all the time in the world afterward to make up your mind when. You don't have to put your name in now, and you've only got this 30-day window to decide where to go. No, no, no. All the 30-day window means is you put your name in, and then after that, you can take your time as to when you decide to go someplace else. If you want to go make up your mind right away, great. You want to make up your mind the first week of January, great. Want to make up your mind in February, great. Just the key is to get your name in now. Okay. Murphy is going to be one of the more sought-after players in the portal. He's a redshirt freshman. He's immediately eligible. And he has 3 seasons of eligibility remaining. Perfect. Murphy said that he wants to take visits and to assure he finds the right spot for his future, it's best for him to leave the Longhorns now. Really? Now here's the beauty. Pete Thamel of ESPN reports that he said that Texas coach Steve Sarkisian gave him the option to stay, and that he's appreciative of that and everything Sarkisian did for him in Texas. There are some programs, and I'll give you an example. Michigan State, Harlan Barnett, who had been the interim head coach, now Jonathan Smith's the head coach. Harlan Barnett, the interim head coach of Michigan State, put a policy in that the second you put your name in the portal, you're out. And a lot of guys along the way, as the season went, kept putting their name in the portal. They were off the team. That's why when they went to Indiana, they brought 50 scholarship players and 24 walk-ons. Won the game, by the way. Well, other programs, in this case Sarkisian, said, hey, look, you can still stay with the team. Nope. Murphy said his decision came down to doing what's best for my future and said what he's seeking is simple. A place where I can play, totally understand that. Continue to get better, continue to be around great people, great players, totally understand that. It's just to do what's best for me and my career. Well, you can still do that and wait 2 weeks. And I don't blame Murphy. He says, quote, I just want to be in a position where I can play. Do not blame him at all. Don't want to be waiting around and see what happens or anything like that. Don't blame him. I'd rather kickstart my career while I can. Well, right now, he's the backup quarterback. If you recall, Texas, the last time Texas played in a game like this, was the national championship game in the Rose Bowl when they played against Alabama. That was Mark Ingram at Alabama. And remember what happened in the first series of the game. Colt McCoy got hurt, and Garrett Gilbert had to step in and play. It is not unprecedented that you end up with the backup quarterback playing in the game. Well, now that backup quarterback will be Arch Manning, who played in one game this season. Now, is all of this a product of the fact that the portal opens up December 3rd and or December 4th and goes to January 3rd? Sure, that's part of it. Should there be a different time for football? Is what makes football different is the fact that you're finishing one semester, and then you do have to start the next semester. In basketball, you can put your name into the portal, but it's the spring semester already. You can finish out your semester, and then you've got time going into the summer before you have to start the fall semester. Football has that. And that's why with the NBA draft, guys put their name into the NBA draft. They can work out for teams. They can go to the combine. They have a late date to pull their name out of the draft and go back to school. You know, it's what, two and a half weeks before the draft, they can pull their name out, go back to school. The basketball calendar is exponentially better just because of the timing than football. Now, football, the one time the portal really works is at the end of spring. You've got that 15-day portal entry at the end of the spring. Spring practice is over. I don't like my standing. I don't like whatever I don't like. I want to go. Then it really works. This time of the year, difficult. Very difficult. But this is one of those bizarre portal entries. He is really talented. He has a chance to be a really good player. I got it. But he's going to be just as highly sought after if he stayed, if not more so. Because, look, to me, look, if I'm coaching, if I'm coaching Penn State's 0-12, let's be honest, right? But if I'm coaching, I get in the room, say, I don't want the guy. I don't care how talented he is. I don't want him. You get to the biggest game of the season, he bails. I know he's the backup, not the starter. Biggest game of the season, he bails. And we're all supposed to understand, oh, it's a, like, I'm sorry, that's not. Maybe it's upbringing on my part, not on his part. I know nothing about his family. But in my family, there's no way in heck would have done this. No way. Maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know. But I'm sitting there and I see this and it's just, you can't wait 2 weeks? My goodness, he's going to be just as highly sought after 2 weeks from now as he is now. But he wants to take visits now. You want to take visits now? You have to be kidding me. I mean, I know he's not the starter. And in all likelihood, he's standing there with a clipboard the entire time during the game. I got it. But it's not as if his starting quarterback has had tremendous durability. He missed two games. I mean, it may end up being nothing, but this, I mean, this whole thing bothers me. You can't, you're going to be as highly sought after if you wait 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, whatever it is. What's the day? Today's what, the 14th? They play the first, what, 17 days? What, people can't get in touch with you during the course of this period of time? Come on. I see stuff like that. And 9.5 times out of 10, I completely understand why somebody puts their name in. Okay? Completely understand it. And then there's this one. This one I don't get. You're playing in a playoff game. You are a backup quarterback that has played in two games. You're going to transfer. Now. Now, it's not like it's unprecedented. I mean, Penn State, it happened when Pat Devlin put his name in before the Rose Bowl in 2008. Now, Darryl played the entire game. Darryl Clark. But you're like, holy mackerel. You don't know. Most times I see names going to portal. Okay, I get it. I understand. All right. Like 9.5 times out of 10, I get it. This one, I don't get it. And I don't know, obviously, I don't know the young man at all. For all I know, he's salt of the earth, great guy, the whole thing. Players love me. He says, I'm a Longhorn for life. No, you're not. You're not a Longhorn now. I'm a Longhorn for life. I don't think so. I'm a Longhorn for life. No, you are not. I'm super invested in this team. No, you're not. I'm sorry, you are not super invested in this team. If you're super invested in the team, you're playing, you're sticking with them while still putting your name in the portal. He's the backup. I got it. He wants to play. Totally get it. I'm completely for him transferring. Okay? Completely. I understand exactly what he's doing, why, but not the timing is wrong. It's hard to walk away, especially at this point in the season. Really? I'll always be a Longhorn and part of this great team. No, you won't. I'm doing this purely for me. Yes, you are, and my future. All right. The future part, I got it. No. If you think I'm wrong, give me a call. Greg Schiano, by the way, got his contract extended to through 2030 at Rutgers. They're going to play in the Pinstripe Bowl against Miami in Yankee Stadium. When you see extensions like this, it is about the recruiting part. That's why you get a contract extension. It's about recruiting. Recruits see 2030, and that makes a big deal to people. More of a security. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Would you like some new inventory? Like, I really want a new car. Well, they have the best in new inventory. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. with great warranties. And those warranties, let's face it, I think they mean more than ever. To me, it's part of the new car buying experience. I bought pre-owned and I bought new. One of the elements I love about new is that knowing that like it's new and it's yours. The other part is the warranty is great. And Ford, Kia, Hyundai have great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Now, that means a lot because they go over every vehicle. It eases the buying experience. You always have questions. Yeah, let's face it. You always have questions when it's pre-owned. And when you have the Sunbury Motors guarantee, it answers all the questions. And a fabulous service department that backs it up every step of the way. And they're always looking for new technicians because they've got work. They're busy. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. We're going to do our predictions tomorrow. We're going to do it between 1:35 and 2:35 because it looks like we're going to get Ross Tucker tomorrow. Ryan Snyder on Penn State football recruiting on Monday. And Ray Dittinger today at 2:06. Always a pleasure to talk with him. One of the all-time greats. They're doing a 30 for 30 on Reggie White. And obviously Ray is going to be a part of that. And we're looking forward to talking to him about that. About the 30 for 30. So that's at 2:06 today. And so busy next few days. You know, I know next week is a week where we're all leading up to having family and friends around, or in the suit's case, acquaintances. Now, I guess the suit can't be with us on Friday to do this because I guess his son got him tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra down at in Hershey, I guess at the Giant Center. So I guess they're going down for that. I mean, crap, I just bought him a CD. But maybe we can get the suit to email me his picks so we can mention them as part of the show. It's not that difficult to do. Just send me a chart with check marks. That should do it. All right, so we're going to do our picks tomorrow. And again, we are it's one of those fun segments we have every year. It's just a fun segment. And that's the that's what makes it fun. You know? That's what makes it fun. Just have a good time. You know, and that's why I hope everybody can somehow, some way, have a good time during this holiday season. Have some fun. Have some laughs. Okay? Try to relax. And again, everybody has their own issues they have to deal with, which I understand. I mean, I don't know how everybody's life is being lived, so what the pressure you may have, I got it. Okay, so now let's get to the NFL and the possibility of a sub-500 team making it not as a division winner, but as a wild card. So the Rams are 6-7. Right now they're considered to have a 29.9% chance of making the playoffs. Remaining schedule: Commanders, Saints, Giants, Niners. Packers, 6-7. 45.6% chance of making the playoffs. Youngest team in the NFL. They have the 7th easiest schedule. By the way, the Rams have the 14th. 7th easiest schedule. Tampa Bay at Carolina, at Minnesota, and the Bears. Tampa Bay, 6-7. And guess what? They have the 15th hardest schedule remaining, but they still have a 53.5% chance of making the playoffs, according to the metrics. They're at Green Bay, pivotal game for both teams. Jacksonville, New Orleans, and at Carolina. The at Carolina, I mean, let's face it, the Carolina part is, that's the key one right there. Carolina is the key part for everybody. Falcons, 6-7. They still got Carolina, too. Okay, here we go. 25.3% chance of making the playoffs. By the way, Wes Durham's going to join us on the show on Monday. 6th easiest schedule remaining. At Carolina, Indianapolis, the Bears, and at New Orleans. And you got a quarterback in Desmond Ridder has 13 turnovers his last 9 games. Saints are 6-7. 42.3% chance of making the playoffs. 8th easiest schedule left. Giants, at the Rams, at Tampa Bay, Atlanta. Okay. Seattle, 31.3% chance of making the playoffs. They're 6-7. 13th easiest schedule remaining, so middle of the road. They got the Eagles on Monday night. At Tennessee, then the Steelers, and at Arizona. The Bears are 5-8. 2.4% chance of making the playoffs. You know, being 5-8, that sets you back. 12th easiest schedule remaining. At Cleveland, Arizona, Atlanta, at Green Bay. Remember, the Bears, after an 0-4 start, are 5-4 their last 9 games. The Giants, led by Tommy DeVito, 5-8, with a whopping 2.1% chance of making the playoffs. That's because they have the 4th hardest schedule remaining. Why? They have 2 games with the Eagles. They are at New Orleans, at Philadelphia, have the Rams, and then home with Philadelphia. Now, to their credit, they've won 3 in a row, but the Jets are 5-8. They have a 0.1% chance of making the playoffs. Remember, they're in the AFC. That's why it's 0.1%. The AFC, you have winning records. 14th hardest schedule remaining at Miami, Commanders, at Cleveland, at New England. So 3 of the last 4 down the stretch on the road. Titans are 5-8, 0.1% chance. 10th easiest schedule remaining. Texans, Seattle, at Houston, and Jacksonville. By the way, their game with the Texans, the home game in Nashville, they're going to wear Houston Oilers uniforms. That's fun. Raiders are 5-8, 0.6% chance of making the playoffs. 16th hardest schedule, middle of the road. They have the Chargers, no Justin Herbert, at Kansas City, at Indianapolis, and then home with Denver. Okay, and the Raiders aren't scoring right now. Commanders are given a 0.0% chance of making the playoffs. Still technically alive at the Rams, at the Jets, Niners, Dallas. No shot. They've had a 4-game losing streak, and they've only given up 150 points. Other than that, pretty good. Chargers, 0.5% chance, no Justin Herbert, who's out for the season now. They've got the Raiders tonight in Las Vegas. Then they have the Bills. They're at Denver. They've got Kansas City. They've got a, I mean, they are done. And, of course, the Cardinals are 3-10. Technically still have a shot. Really? 0.0% chance. This is what the Cardinals need to do. They need to win out. The Rams need to win out. The Giants, Vikings, and Commanders need to lose out. The Packers have to finish 7-10 but must beat the Vikings. Tampa Bay has to finish 7-10 but must beat the Packers. The Falcons have to finish 7-10 but must lose to the Bears. The Seahawks finish 7-10 but they must lose to the Cardinals. The Bears finish 7-10 but must beat the Falcons and the Packers. And the Saints need to win the NFC South at 9-8. Other than that, they can get in. They have the third hardest schedule remaining. They got the Niners. They're at Chicago. They're at Philadelphia. And they have Seattle. They are 2-2 since Kyler Murray got back in the lineup. Other than that, they're okay. They're going to make it. I see stuff like that. I'm like, holy mackerel. Wow. Bizarre. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. boy. All right. National Tet Day, by the way, is 6 days away. And you can't really call it the early signing period. Because this is now, I mean, James will tell you straight out, this is now the signing period. Tomorrow, by the way, will be Peach Bowl Media Day. The team will practice tomorrow. They'll be off Saturday for commencement. They'll practice Sunday. They'll practice Monday. And then as a team, they'll leave on the 23rd and then have normal practices Sunday through Friday to get ready for the game. They'll be off Christmas Day. No practice Christmas Day. That's a Monday. They're off Monday anyway. So the timing worked out great. Next year, at least I hope this happens, we'll be talking about a playoff game. And that playoff game would be taking place the 20th and 21st. What's a Saturday? Saturday's the 23rd. Yeah, 21st. Yeah. Because remember, because it's 24 is a leap year. There's 366 days. We have February 29th. That means everything goes back 2 days. So there'll be one game on Friday night, December 20th next year, and three games on Saturday, December 21st. That's how it plays out next year. And then after that, then you win, then you go on to the New Year's Day bowl games. Interesting, you know, interesting times. I mean, they should have had this playoff in place years ago. But remember when we had Jim Delaney on the show? And we talked about going to the 4-team playoff at the time. And I said, Jim, I know how hard it was for you to get two BCS. I know how hard it was to get two. And he just laughed. Right? Then he answered the question. Because it was hard just, I mean, in this sport, it is amazing that in this sport, college football, it takes so long to make progress. All right. Oregon State, Washington State, which right now control the Pac-12, is withholding money. We'll tell you about it in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, so every December, the Pac-12 disperses 15% of money to the member schools. Well, as you know, as we've talked about, Oregon State and Washington State now have control over what's going on. And they have decided to block the 15% distribution. The 10 outgoing members have accused Oregon State and Washington State of, quote, abusing their position, which is allowed by a court order. And they say that the move has nothing to do with the future of the conference. The 10 made that as a joint statement. For 23-24, according to John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News, the split is approximately $61 million, or just over $5 million per school. George Kliavkov said the 15% distribution is not especially required by the bylaws, but traditionally is sent in December. Obviously, there's nothing normal about the state of affairs out there. And this is going to lead to probably more litigation, and the others in the conference fear that this could also mean other monies being withheld. The departing schools have not committed to a plan for addressing the liabilities, a source said. If there's a judgment in the House case, the named entities would be responsible, and the Pac-12 is a named defendant. They say a decision to distribute 15% of more than $400 million in net revenues to the members now to support student-athletes, as the conference has always done in December, has nothing to do with the future of the conference, they said. Instead, Oregon State and Washington State's refusal to agree to it shows that the two schools are abusing their position to injure our programs and athletes in violation of all prior precedents. Well, is this a surprise? Not really. Incredible. By the way, Grayson McCall leaving Coastal Carolina is going to go to NC State, the quarterback. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Your home for news, AccuWeather, and sports. Celebrating 90 years of serving the Susquehanna Valley. We are WKOK Sunbury.